Welcome to the podcast for the weekend of December 13, 2023. This is part two of the series Prophesied Savior. And the theme today is God with us. Our first reading is from Isaiah chapter 8. Be broken, you peoples, and be shattered. Give ear, all you far countries. Strap on your armor and be shattered. Strap on your armor and be shattered. Take counsel together, but it will come to nothing. Speak a word, but it will not stand, for God is with us. In Isaiah chapter 9, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness. From this time forth and forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. And the next reading is from Matthew chapter 1, verse 23. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. In the pre-fall world, in the world that God called very good, there is actually one thing that God said was not good. It is not good for the man to be alone. This is why God created a helper fit for Adam. That fit helper was Eve. Years ago, in college, I had to take a few psychology classes as part of the requirements of filling out my degree. Could I have gotten along without them? I think I probably could have. But one of the classes I decided to take was the psychology of women. Since I wasn't sure I understood women very well at the time, perhaps a little better now, I thought that it might possibly be a useful class. In the end, the main message I kept getting from the class was that women and men are the same. There is no difference. And since psychology has a lot to do with how people think, I think everything was supposed to come down to the fact that there aren't really any significant differences between how men and women think. I think that's what they wanted people to think, whether totally true or not. Whatever you may think of those statements, I think at the time there was an agenda there. When God created Eve, he created a helper for Adam, suitable for him. That didn't mean that they would be completely alike. It meant that they would be complementary in nature. And I think that regardless of any class or any statement regarding how men and women are the same, think the same, I think most men and women, if you ask them, would disagree. If there was something missing for Adam, Eve, being complementary, would fill the gaps, and vice versa. After the fall, humanity was separated from God by sin. No longer would man and God walk together like in the garden. There would come a time where humanity would have to call upon God in prayer. That happens in Genesis chapter 4. In a similar respect, fallenness brought about misunderstandings and difficult relationships. It would bring about loneliness. Men and women would be at odds. There would be misunderstandings between them. The Messiah that was promised of old would be sent to bridge the gap between humanity and God, to renew what was broken in the fall. As the old words from Hark the Herald Angels Sing go, God and sinners reconciled. That is why God sent his Son. The cults and false religions make Jesus into just a man. They make him into just a good teacher or a great prophet or leader like Moses. Jesus was miraculously born of a virgin, but he was always there from eternity. Jesus participated in the creation of the world, as John tells us. There is nothing that has been made that wasn't made through Jesus there in John chapter 1. The nature of our God is that He is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He is not three gods. He is one God, consisting of three persons. We cannot fully understand this. It is a mystery, yet there are plenty of things we can't understand, and yet they are true. An octopus has one body and eight legs. A squid has 10 legs. Insects have wings and six legs. Monkeys have tails. An elephant, too, and trunks. An elephant can shower with his trunk. It is very uncomfortable for us to get water up our nose. Spiders have eight legs and often many eyes. We were not built or hardwired for any of those things. We have a God who is three persons and yet one God. We cannot understand the fullness of that, just as we cannot understand the fullness of the many things that the creatures that God has created are able to do. Isaiah prophesied that a child would be born who was God with us. That is what Emmanuel means. This child who was descended from Abraham, Jacob, and Judah was to be a descendant of David and reign over David's throne forever. When Jesus was born into human flesh, it was not God adopting a son from humanity. It was a person of the Trinity from all eternity, clothing himself in human flesh. The word for that is the incarnation. God takes on human flesh. He tabernacles in human flesh, much like God was present in the tabernacle in the book of Exodus. Here, God is now present in a tent of human flesh. When Jesus says, "Before Abraham was, I am," he is saying that he is God. That was in John chapter 8, verse 58. As we look at the state of our nation and the state of the world, we might wonder to ourselves, is there anyone who will truly do well by the people and do the right thing? So often it seems like anyone can be paid or lobbied to do any egregious thing. Will there ever be someone who truly looks out for the American people? Will there ever truly be people who will look out for the welfare of the world and its people? Not just people who say that they are doing these things, but people who get into leadership who will not abuse power and take advantage of their position. If we ever see someone like that, they're not there long enough, and it seems like they can never do enough. This one that God sends would be everlasting. Of the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end. He will uphold his kingdom with justice and righteousness forevermore. Now, when Jesus entered the world, he did much good, healing and restoring humanity and bringing with him God's kingdom, restoring humanity from sin and death through his righteous work on the cross. And it is now, but it is also not yet. We're waiting for the fullness of that. Yes, Jesus was God from eternity, born of a woman, taking on human flesh, giving humanity the true promise of eternal life. What we wait for is the not yet part. When Jesus will return, riding on the clouds with the heavenly host, we long for an end to the struggles of sin and death in this world. We long for a wise, kind, heavenly friend to lead us all and to put all rulers and dominions under his feet. We long for an end to times of sickness, despair, and loneliness. We want God with us once again, and so we look expectantly for Emmanuel to come again. Will you pray with me? Lord Jesus, we await your return. The creation groans, and Lord, we pray that you will come and restore us, restore the creation. We pray, O Lord, that you will finish your work of defeating the devil and ending his work on this earth. Lord, we pray that you guide us through all our days, that you'd strengthen us and help us ever to keep our eyes on you. We pray all these things, O Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And now the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you. Amen. And our special verse for this podcast is from Matthew chapter 1, verse 23. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. All of our scriptures, all of our verses come from the English Standard Version of Scripture.
O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel, that mourns in lonely exile here, until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou wisdom from on high, who orderest all things mightily, to us the path of knowledge show, and teach us in her ways to go. Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou Lord of might, who to thy tribes on Sinai's height in ancient times didst give the law, in cloud and majesty and awe. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou branch of Jesse's tree, free them from Satan's tyranny, that trust thy mighty power to save, and gave them victory o'er the grave. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou key of David, come and open wide our heavenly home. Make safe the way that leads on high, and close the path to misery. Rejoice, rejoice,
thou day spring from on high, and cheer us by thy drawing nigh. Disperse the gloomy clouds of night, and death's dark shadows put to flight. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, desire of nations, find in one the hearts of all mankind. Bid thou our sad division cease, and be thyself our King of peace. Rejoice, Emmanuel shall come.